أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وواعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة. وقال موسى لأخيه هارون اخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين.
And we had appointed Musa عليه السلام 30 nights. It appointed for Musa عليه السلام 30 nights, and we completed this appointment after an additional 10 nights. Hence, the appointment of his Rabb had completed in 40 nights. And Musa alayhi salam said to his brother Harun, "You stand for me amongst my people and put things right and follow not the ways of those that are corrupt." Now that Fir'aun and his armies were all destroyed, Allah Ta'ala had established the Bani Israel in power, authority over Egypt. The Bani Israel appealed to Musa alayhi salam that now we are in safety, tranquility, there isn't anything that we apprehend and fear. Then we should receive a revelation from Allah Ta'ala, a book from Allah Ta'ala that will guide us and direct us. So Musa alayhi salam was told that you come and you observe a month's fast. Hence, Musa alayhi salam had done accordingly, gone up to the Tur and fasted for 30 days. And Allah Ta'ala wanted that he should fast for another 10 days. Perhaps what was desired was not achieved in 30 nights, so Allah Ta'ala had asked him to spend another 10 nights. We understand that if some assignment is given to a person and he isn't able to complete it, then we will extend the time, allow him the time that he can complete the assignment. Number two, we also understand that when we assign someone with some work, then we need to be relaxed with him. If he can't manage it within that term, then we don't become overwhelming on the person, allow him to do it properly and correctly. And number three, we also understand that Allah Ta'ala can do things in a split second, but he prefers that we do things gradually, space the work out, that we do things with careful reflection and thought. And generally that work that is done slowly, perfectly, and with correct understanding, then it comes out perfect and beautiful at the end. The Sufiya Ikram also ask for 40 days, for they understand that a transformation takes place in a human body and a human self over 6 weeks, that is 40 nights. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي. And we also understand that if some person that is in charge of any office, of any response, he's got a responsibility, and he has to leave for some reason, then he should make arrangements for his absence. So Musa alayhi salam says to his brother Harun alayhi salam, that you stand in my place amongst my people. So, to leave everything, give up everything, not making arrangements for the absence, really is not in accordance to the sunnah. So Musa alayhi salam makes arrangements for his absence, that this is my position amongst my people, appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you stand for me in my place amongst my people. And number three, we also understand when we have appointed the person in our place, then we should give him some direction and some leads. This is how you will conduct yourself. So Musa alayhi salam explains to his brother that do things right, put things correct, whether it's within yourself, whether it's within people, but see that you bring about some correction and improvement amongst people, and follow not the ways of those that are corrupt. Hence, everything said and done, Musa alayhi salam had reached the Tur, and Allah Ta'ala had spoken to him. And now, in this ecstasy of that speech and communication with Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam was so overwhelmed that Allah Ta'ala had spoken to him directly. He requested if he could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was shown to Musa alayhi salam that in this world, لَن تَرَانِي, you can never see me. Seeing Allah Ta'ala is reserved for the hereafter. Once a person transcends the boundaries of this world, then is he able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this plane, this world, then it is impossible for anybody to see Allah Ta'ala. And to make you understand that this is impossible, then look for a moment towards the mountain, and if it remains settled in its place, then will you be able to see me. Then his Rabb had manifested his glory to the mountain and made it into dust. Musa alayhi salam had fallen unconscious. Just that one reflection of his glory, when we say reflection of his glory, not Allah Ta'ala's direct glory, but reflected glory, like how you see the reflection of the sun on a mirror, then it is just the reflected glory of Allah Ta'ala. That was also so great that when he just reflected over the mountain, according to the hadith, just to the extent of a tip of a finger, and then the mountain could not handle it, and it crushed into dust, and Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. When he got up, he says, glory be to you, I did not realize the extent of your glory, so great and full of majesty, that just one single glory of yours, and it crushes the mountain. I turn to you in repentance, and I am the first of those who believe. O Musa, I have chosen you amongst people for my mission, for my prophethood, and my communication. So receive what we bestow to you, and be amongst those that are thankful. And we had ordained for him in those tablets that we had bestowed Musa alayhi salam all matters and admonition and details for everything. So hold firmly to what we have given you, and command your people that they should receive the best of it. And soon we will guide you and show you the home of the disobedient. You have taken control over Egypt, and Sham and Syria also will be your lot. So we will show you their lands as well. And remember that these verses of mine, this word and commands of mine, we will turn it away from those who behave arrogantly in the earth, in defiance of the truth. So Ulama explain that for a person to progress in the understanding of Allah Ta'ala, in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, then he has to humble himself, belittle himself. And the one that shows any type of arrogance, even for some moments, then Allah Ta'ala will turn that knowledge away from him. He is not blessed with the depth of understanding. He may have some knowledge, but superficial, but the correct depth of understanding he will not receive. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ, just reflect over this verse again and again. Those who behave in arrogance in the earth, in defiance of the truth, then we will turn them away from our knowledge and from our command. And when we turn anybody from our knowledge, then what happens to the person, even if they were to see all signs, they will not believe in them. And if they have to see the path of guidance, they will not adopt that path. If they see the path of error, they will adopt that as a path. This is because they reject our commands and disregard them. Those who reject our signs and the meeting of the hereafter, then their actions will be rendered null and void, and they have only been punished on account of their deeds. Nonetheless, in Musa alayhi salam's absence, when he had gone to receive the commandments, so in his absence, his people had made up the shape of a calf that had a sound from the jewelry that they had, the gold that they had made up a shape of a calf having a sound. And then this calf that they had taken up and carved up, they began to worship this. Then lowering yourself to such a point that you don't use your senses, don't use your brains. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ. They debase themselves to such a level. Could they not see that the scarf that they shape with their own hands doesn't talk to them nor guides them to any path? They have taken it up for worship and they had wronged themselves. وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِهِمْ. Then at length, when they realized that they were wrong, they fell ashamed for their doings and they were convinced that they had gone astray. Then they had asked Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness in these words, لَإِلَّمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا. Had our Rabb not shown mercy to us and forgiven us, definitely we would have been in loss. Musa al-Islam was informed about this work of his people that they had taken to the worship of the calf. He returned to his people angrily and grieved and said, evil is that which you replaced me in. You're supposed to be replacing me, standing in my place with goodness and righteousness. Then in my absence you have misbehaved. Ajiltum amra rabbikum. Have you hastened the command of your Rabb? And he put down those tablets and took his brother by his hair. He took the brother by the hair of his head and dragged him towards himself. Harun al-Islam understood that Musa al-Islam was overwhelmed for the right reasons, for his people resorting to the calf worship. And he felt perhaps Harun al-Islam was not firm enough in ensuring that these people should turn away from that wrong worship. So Musa al-Islam was really disturbed at this. Now Harun al-Islam also understands this is because of his immense anger for the right reasons. So he said to his brother, pleading to him, son of my mother, my people had seen me to be weak, and they were about to kill me. So don't let my enemies rejoice over my misfortune and count me not amongst those that do wrong. Then did Musa al-Islam make dua, my Rabb, do forgive me and my brother, admit us into your mercy, and you are the best of those who show mercy. Those who are taken up to the calf worship, then the anger of their Rabb will get them in this life and disgrace in the hereafter. And in this manner do we punish those who invent lies against Allah Ta'ala. For those who do amilus sayyi'ah, those who do wrong and repent thereafter and believe, then remember your Rabb is most forgiving and most merciful to them after all their wrongs. When Musa al-Islam's anger was appeased, he picked up those tablets, and in those scriptures was guidance and mercy for all those who do hold their Rabb in fear and awe. Let's give a story.